You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 25th of July 2022, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I do have to apologise for the interruption to our usual programming last week. Ended up coming down with a little bit of COVID, so I'm still not absolutely 100%, but I think I'm okay enough to start podcasting again, at least, anyway. It's the first time that I've actually caught COVID, so I think I did rather well to avoid catching it all the way up until now. I have felt very, very ill with it, and it does feel synthetic. It does feel as if it's different to a normal cold. When you cough, it's very, very painful and very, very sore on your throat as well. Obviously not something that you would wish upon anybody, but it is something that I think I've managed to fight my way through, and I'm over the worst of it now. So hopefully I'll be able to get through this podcast okay without making any mistakes. And Rwanda is back in the news again, and that's what I want to be talking about today, the Rwanda plan, which is the Conservative Party's plan to remove illegal immigrants from Britain and house them in Rwanda, which is an eminently sensible plan, considering most of the illegal immigrants are black Africans, and they're obviously going to be much happier in a black African country than in a country which is multicultural, with people that are not all black Africans. Clearly, you're going to be better off amongst your own people. Regardless of what ethnicity you are, you're always going to be best off amongst your own people. So this is a really sensible plan. But of course, there's all sorts of people that don't want it to go ahead. Rwanda has revealed that it only has the capacity to house 200 migrants from the United Kingdom, after Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government signed a £120 million deal to transfer tens of thousands of illegals there while their asylum claims are processed. And of course, the British government made a big hoo-ha about this, about how this was going to really deter people from wanting to come into Britain. Yet, as they're saying here, Rwanda can only take 200 of these migrants at the moment. But they have said that that's only because they've only got one location ready for this at the moment. They're quite happy to upscale this. So it's a bit of a disingenuous headline saying that they're only able to take 200 migrants. They're able to take as many as Britain can send to them. Britain just needs to start doing that. Rwandan government spokeswoman Yolande Makolo said on Friday that currently the country has only converted one location into an asylum centre for migrants from Britain. The Hope Hostel in the capital city of Kigali, she said, is the only location ready to fulfil the deal inked with Britain in April and can only accommodate up to 200 people at a time. And of course, this is the flagship hostel that's been set up there, basically. And the Rwandans themselves were very insulted, in actual fact, that people were saying that it's not good enough to be sending these asylum seekers to Rwanda. Rwanda wants asylum seekers, and they also want economic migrants. They want people, up-and-coming people that want to set up new businesses. And there's a lot of money there from Britain as well, because Britain wants to help Rwanda out. I mean, it is a really sensible idea, this, but of course the left have been attacking it, and it also I mean, it's as if the Conservative Party can make it look like they're doing something when they're not really. I mean, if the will was there, I'm sure they could start sending thousands of people to Rwanda. They don't need to just be able to send 200 people at a time. This comes despite the British government already handing over £120 million to Rwanda, which had allegedly already been devoted to preparing for the first deportation flights from the United Kingdom, the Times reported. The flights have been put on hold until October at the earliest, when the government will face down pro-migration charities and unions in a High Court challenge on the legality of the scheme, the plan having been thrown into chaos last month after the European Court of Human Rights controversially intervened to block a deportation flight to Rwanda following a last-minute legal challenge brought forward by an illegal migrant from Iraq. And of course, these migrants are saying, well, we don't want to go there. But is it really them that's doing this? I think it's probably more likely to be these pro-migration charities and unions, which are saying to these illegal migrants, you really don't want to be going to Rwanda. It's going to be a horrible place there, and the terrible human rights issues and what have you. And I should imagine this Iraqi person was like, sure, yeah, you want to use me for this? Go ahead. They get legal aid for this, of course. And I think that's probably where we have all these problems with the money for the legal aid. And that's the reason why the barristers were on strike a while back, is because they don't have enough money to actually defend people anymore, because there's no more money left in the legal aid pot. Well, where has all that money gone in that legal aid? Well, it seems to me that a large amount of it has gone on cases like this, these pro-migration charities and unions trying to prevent Britain from being able to deport foreign criminals or people that have tried to break into the country. Although the promise of Brexit was to take back control of the nation's borders, the government of Boris Johnson failed to remove the United Kingdom from the jurisdiction of the ECTHR, as it is technically independent of the European Union, despite it sharing the same anthem and flag. And this is an important point. We did leave the European Union, but we did not leave the European Court of Human Rights, which is above the British legal system, unbelievably. I mean, how can you have anything above the British legal system when Britain is a sovereign country? It essentially says that Britain does not have its own sovereignty, it cannot make its own laws. This European Court of Human Rights is above Britain. So when we were told that we were going to be taking back control of our borders, taking back sovereignty, that wasn't actually true, because we are still under this jurisdiction of this Court of Human Rights. And where does it get the authority from? That's what I would like to know. I mean, the king or the crown is where the authority comes from in order to take people to court. And it comes from the crown, and the crown is invested with that power by God. And the king is supposed to make just laws, and he's supposed to obey the laws of God, basically. So who is this European Court of Human Rights? Where do they get their authority from to be judging judging people, what people are doing within Britain? I mean, it just seems crazy to me that we've allowed these sorts of things to go on. We've allowed our sovereignty to be taken away from us. To date, neither Rishi Sunak or Liz Truss, the two Tories vying to succeed Boris Johnson as Prime Minister, have committed to leaving the European Court of Human Rights, and I'm sure that they would rather just pretend that this isn't going on, basically. Even before the ECTHR intervened to block the deportation flight, there were questions as to how effective the plan would be in removing illegals from the country, or indeed fulfilling its stated goal of acting as a deterrent for further attempts by migrants to reach the country via illicit means. Indeed, leaked analysis from the Home Office in May revealed that the government only expected to be able to remove 300 migrants to Rwanda this year, a far cry from the tens of thousands Boris Johnson had promised. Therefore, ironically, the 200-capacity hotel in Kigali may be more than enough space for this year. Well, at least it's a start, isn't it? But they haven't even been able to remove these 200 here because of this problem with this European Court of Human Rights. So why isn't Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss saying, well, we're going to pull out of this Court of Human Rights? You would think that they would want to make that an important part of their platform. Spokeswoman Makolo did say that Rwanda could scale up very quickly and that they have identified other sites should the British government actually successfully start sending migrants there. I think it's a fantastic idea. I think Rwanda would scale up very, very quickly, and you could end up having a pipeline that just sent all the illegal immigrants that came across the channel straight over to Rwanda. And I'm sure that once it started up, that good reports would then start being sent back to France, and you would get people just heading straight for Rwanda anyway, because they would know that they're going to get the same help in Rwanda that they would get if they were in Britain. I mean, they're not going to get it in Britain, but they will get it in Rwanda. The deterrence factor of the plan has also been lacking, with 10,000 illegals crossing the English Channel since the plan was announced in mid-April, taking the total for the year to over 15,000, double the numbers seen during this time last year. So we've already got twice the number breaking into the country illegally. Of course, it's dwarfed by the legal immigration, which is also far too high. And we just appear to have open borders, and we just appear to be replacing the indigenous British population as fast as possible. Nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Of course, if you ask anybody on the street, they're not happy about it. They're not happy about it looking like they're going to be a minority in their own country within 40 years. But the only people that are speaking up, that speak up about it, that come out with proper plans to solve this, such as Patriotic Alternative, of course, they get accused of being racist. And then you end up with the Conservative Party with this little plan here to remove 200 people, which is just a drop in the ocean, isn't it? There have been suggestions that in addition to the government's failures to implement the Rwanda plan, the deployment of the Royal Navy to coordinate the crisis response in the Channel may in fact be encouraging more migrants to make the journey, as rather than turning around the boats back to France, the Navy has merely acted to ensure that migrants arrive safely on British beaches. And this is rather like what Liz Truss has said. She has said that what she wants to do as far as immigration is concerned, she wants to employ more people in Border Force. She wants to get a lot more people involved in Border Force. But what is it that Border Force actually do? Well, Border Force just escort the illegal immigrants. They take them over from the French Navy. They get handed over to Border Force, and then Border Force escort them in up the British beaches, basically. So it's not going to do anything at all by taking on more Border Force. That's Liz Truss's plan. I think Rishi Sunak, he's got a plan as well. We'll have a look at that in a minute. We'll just finish up with this article first. An independent review from former Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer also accused the ineffective response from the Border Force of possibly facilitating more illegal migration from France. A separate report this week from the Independent Chief Inspector of Borders and Immigration, David Neil, claimed that border officials were consistently failing to record biometric data, such as fingerprints, as well as correct identities for illegal migrants, allowing many to abscond from hotel accommodations and to disappear into the country, declaring that the Channel migrant crisis has become a risk to national security. Neil said, "Put simply, if we don't have a record of people coming into the country, then we do not know who is threatened or who is doing the threatening." And if you think Britain is an island, it really shouldn't be very difficult to prevent people from coming into the country that we don't want. We should have routes for people to come into the country. We do have routes for people to come into the country legally. There is no need for them to break into the country like this. And we do need to have some kind of deterrent. And the best way to do that, I think, is this Rwanda plan. As I say, Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak, they're the two main Conservative Party hopefuls that are battling to hopefully get elected. And this is one of the topics that they've been talking about. Tory leadership hopefuls Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak, one of whom will succeed Boris Johnson as Prime Minister, have finally addressed the issue of mass migration, largely ignored throughout their contest until now. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss has backed the Australia-style plan to transfer asylum seekers landing in Britain, mostly bogus given that they are arriving mainly from safe EU member states France and Belgium, to Rwanda for processing and resettlement. Although the scheme is yet to get off the ground, literally, due to the European Court of Human Rights blocking removal flights. As Prime Minister, I am determined to see the Rwanda policy through to full implementation, as well as exploring other countries where we can work on similar partnerships, Truss insisted, indicating that she would strike more Rwanda-style agreements with third countries. I will make sure we have the right levels of force and protection at our borders, she claimed. And that's the bit there that I was talking about, that she wants to improve border force. But all the border force do is just shepherd in these illegal migrants when they get handed over to them from the French Navy or by the RNLI. Rishi Sunak, the former Chancellor of the Exchequer, also said that thousands of people come into the UK illegally every year, and that often we don't know who they are, where they are from, and why they are here. These are not bad people, but it makes a mockery of our system, and it must stop, he added. The former statement raising eyebrows, considering at least one boat migrant who turned out to be wanted for raping and murdering a child in Austria, very much does appear to have been bad people. I mean, that's not very wise wording there of Rishi Sunak. I mean, he could have said that some of them aren't bad people, but I'm sure there are going to be bad people amongst them as well. I mean, these are people that are effectively breaking into a country. They're coming into the country illegally. That they're already setting out with a nefarious purpose, aren't they? They're already breaking the law. So the likelihood is that some of them aren't going to be very good people, are they? They're already criminals. And this Rwanda plan is effectively saying, well, instead of being criminals, why don't you just be honest that you're wanting to come here for economic reasons, and Rwanda wants economic migrants to come to their country and to help to rebuild it and to settle there and to build new businesses. Why not just go straight to Rwanda? Cut out the middleman. Sunak described immigration as an emergency and said we do not have control of our borders. Proposing solutions such as a refugee cap to be set by Parliament and holding migrants offshore on cruise ships, which Truss's team argued would violate the Human Rights Act. Well, that's interesting that he's going to try and have a refugee cap there and say, well, we're full up. We can't actually take any more. We need to break the cycle of these appalling gangs and stop people taking dangerous journeys across the channel, Truss said of our own plans to tackle illegal immigration. I will make sure we have the right levels of force and protection at our borders. I will not cower to the European Court of Human Rights and its continued efforts to try and control immigration policy, she added, likely referring to the fact that flights taking migrants from Britain to Rwanda were blocked by an anonymous European judge even after the British courts had approved them. So, once again, the British judges are just being ignored. These European Court of Human Rights can just trample over them at any time they want. Neither she nor Sunak have said they would end the European Court of Human Rights jurisdiction, which persists despite Brexit. However, as Attorney General Suella Braverman had done while she was still in the Tory leadership race. So Suella Braverman, she's pretty good actually. She was saying that she was going to end the European Court of Human Rights jurisdiction. I think she was Professor Edward Dutton's favoured candidate was Suella Braverman. Notably, senior Tories' private views on immigration often do not match their public promises to reduce it. Boris Johnson did not do so, neither did Theresa May or David Cameron, despite an election pledge eventually dropped by Johnson to reduce immigration from the hundreds of thousands. George Osborne, Cameron's Chancellor of the Exchequer and right-hand man, revealed after exiting parliamentary politics that top Conservative politicians opposed fulfilling that public pledge in private and actively decided not to reduce non-EU immigration, though we could have. So they've admitted this, you know, that they could have put a stop to it, but they didn't. They deliberately caused this to increase. And a lot of the Conservative party supporters. I mean, they just don't understand why this is going on. They don't understand why the government have sold them out, basically. But this has been going on since the 60s, isn't it? When they got rid of Enoch Powell. And they pretended that the backbenchers, they were still against immigration, and they were going to put a stop to this. And in the 70s, Maggie Thatcher said that she was going to have a stop on the immigration and don't vote for the National Front, vote for the Conservative Party, and we'll stop the immigration. And of course, they didn't do anything at all. It just continued, and then it continued under Blair. And now it's continued under Cameron, May and Johnson. And now it looks like we could have Rishi Sunak as our Prime Minister. Is it going to be Rishi Sunak? Is it going to be Liz Truss? I think it's going to be Liz Truss. Well, this is today what we've been talking about is the Conservative Party's views on this and on this Rwanda plan. We also have the Labour Party speaking up about this. Yvette Cooper has said that Labour would abandon the unworkable, unethical and high fraud risk Rwanda migrant scheme. And Yvette Cooper is one of the most horrible of the left-wing ideologues. She's the one that got very angry that YouTube was referring her to Red Ice videos after she had been looking up Red Ice videos on YouTube, and I think she was responsible for YouTube actually removing Red Ice, a very, very horrible, horrible woman. But she says that this plan is unworkable, unethical, and a high fraud risk. The scheme, which involves sending migrants to Rwanda for processing, was delayed following a last-minute legal challenges. But Shadow Home Secretary Miss Cooper said that if the Labour Party wins power, they would scrap the plans in favour of targeting the people smuggling gangs instead. Labour hopes to hire more than 100 investigators to infiltrate the gangs in Northern Europe and Britain. So that's Labour's plan, is it? They're not going to do anything about the illegal immigration. They're going to get some private investigators to infiltrate the gangs. And what are they going to do once they've infiltrated these gangs? I mean, we already know that it's the NGOs and these left-wing organisations that work with these gangs in the first place. They're the ones that tell them where to drop their cargo off in Europe, and they're the ones that pass the maps over to the illegal immigrants and tell them how to work their way into France. It's not like they don't know who these groups are. They refer to them as criminal gangs, but I mean, I don't really see what the difference is between the criminal gang and the NGO, which is facilitating this. I mean, this is the argument that they had in Italy, wasn't it? That it was these NGOs themselves that were facilitating the people smuggling, and they went after the NGO, and then he was prevented from doing it. Salvini was prevented from actually taking them to court, and when Salvini lost his position as Prime Minister, then the case all got dropped. But basically, there was a case that was being made that it was these NGOs themselves that were facilitating all this illegal immigration. So Yvette Cooper's plan of getting private investigators in there, I mean, she doesn't need to do that. She already knows who is responsible for this, I'm sure. Ms. Cooper said, "It is dismal to see Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss competing to extend Priti Patel's failing policies and ramping up the rhetoric against refugees instead of tackling the criminal gangs that are putting lives at risk. Britain is better than this. We need much stronger action to crack down on the ruthless criminal gangs and prevent dangerous boat crossings, as well as proper working systems to help those who have fled war and persecution." Well, that is what they're trying to do with the Rwanda thing, isn't it? There's no war in Rwanda. We do know that most of the people that are coming across the channel are economic migrants. They admit that they're economic migrants. And Rwanda is saying, we want economic migrants, we want asylum seekers, we want anybody that wants to leave their own country. We want them to come to ours because they're the sort of people we want in our country, people that are going to be dynamic and wanting to set up new businesses. I mean, it makes sense, this Rwanda plan. I don't understand why the left are so against it. And I think this plan of Yvette Cooper's of setting up private investigators in amongst these people smuggling gangs. That's just not going to do anything at all, is it? The Conservative approach, including these proposed cuts to the National Crime Agency, risks making trafficking and smuggling worse. That's why Labour is setting out a serious, practical plan to tackle the gangs and prevent more people dying in the Channel, she told The Times. So Labour are basically looking at the people that are trying to get into Britain and making this all about them. We've got to prevent them from drowning in their boats. We've got to make life better for them. They're not talking about the working class within Britain that is going to have to have even more competition for employment. They're not talking about the problems that we have with school classroom sizes now. They're not talking about the problems that people have with getting onto the property ladder, problems that people have with actually getting seen by a doctor, people with serious physical ailments, and they're on a waiting list for 6 months because there's so many people in the country. She's not concerned about that at all. What she's concerned about is preventing people that are effectively trying to break into the country from dying in the Channel. And of course, the best way to prevent them from dying in the Channel is if you say to them, well, if you try to make your way across in the Channel, you're not actually going to get into Britain. We're not going to allow you into Britain. We're just going to send you to Rwanda. I mean, that is going to be the best way to prevent people from drowning in the Channel, isn't it? It comes as Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss clashed on Sunday over immigration policy, as both candidates sought to present themselves as the best option to take control of the UK's borders. So they're both fighting it out amongst each other to appear to be the most right-wing, I guess, even as the two rival camps continued to trade blows over tax cuts and economic credibility. Both sides opened a new front in the battle for number 10, as each candidate offered tough new policies and hard-edged language on illegal migration. It came as Mr. Sunak, on the campaign trail on Sunday, faced questions over whether his plans to tackle illegal migration would prove legal. Calling the current system broken, he offered a 10-point plan on Sunday that included a commitment to a narrower definition of who qualifies for asylum, compared to that from the ECHR, with enhanced powers to detain, tag and monitor illegal migrants. Mr. Sunak also promised to give Parliament control over who comes to the UK by creating an annual cap on the number of refugees accepted each year, albeit one that can be changed in the case of sudden emergencies. At least he is coming out with some kind of a plan here. Yes, we do need to have a cap on the numbers that we accept into the country. We need to be able to say, we've already got far too many people here. We don't really want anybody else coming, and we should be able to take control of our borders. But all the while that we are under this European Court of Human Rights, we are not going to be able to take control of our borders, are we? Mr. Sunak said if he wins the party vote, top of his agenda will be a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron to find a solution to small boat crossings, which he also suggested should be tackled with a new cross-government task force. Yes, because, of course, no other British Prime Minister has ever tried speaking with the French President about finding a solution to this problem. I mean, that's really quite arrogant of him, isn't it, to say that top of his agenda will be meeting with President Emmanuel Macron. I mean, literally, every British Prime Minister has gone over to meet with the French President, whichever one it was, to try and do something about this, and nothing is ever done about it. I mean, he's just hoping that people have short memories, I think, here. Those proposals were picked apart by Ms. Truss allies, who raised questions about Mr. Sunak's proposals, arguing that it was unclear how the refugee quota would work and suggesting that some of his plans amounted to a rebrand. A refugee quota, I think that could work quite well if you say, well, we have a certain number that we will take as refugees, and we'll send them to Rwanda, and once we've had enough of that, then they need to go somewhere else, don't they? Allies of Ms. Truss also questioned a suggestion from Mr. Sunak that illegal migrants could be housed on cruise ships, something the Truss camp suggested would amount to arbitrary detention and a breach of both domestic and international laws. And that's a shame that Liz Truss is not entertaining this. You would think that she would look at that and think, well, yeah, that's possibly quite a good idea. House them on cruise ships. I've talked about this before with Max Mussum, and he suggested that would be a sensible solution. You could just have the cruise ship in the middle of the of the channel there, moored up in the channel there. You could drop the migrants off, and once the cruise ship was full up, you could just take it round to Rwanda and drop them off. It would be quite a sensible idea, I think. The Truss campaign said that as Prime Minister, she would increase the UK's frontline border force by 20% and double the border force maritime staffing levels, with Ms. Truss claiming that her plan to tackle illegal migration would be given a strong legal foundation by the new UK Bill of Rights. So again, she's saying she's going to increase border force by 20%, but what is it the border force do? Well, they just chaperone the illegal migrants into Britain's beaches, don't they? That's what they do. They just go and pick them up. They get handed over by the French Navy, and then Britain's border force takes them into the beach. We've all seen it happening on these videos. It's not like border force actually use force to defend our borders, is it? This idea of a new UK Bill of Rights, that is a good idea, and I'd like to hear more about that. A source close to Ms. Truss said she had been involved in developing the generation-defining Rwanda policy and had been frustrated at ECHR mission creep. Both candidates were united in defending the controversial Rwanda asylum scheme, by which Britain currently stands to lose the £120 million it has paid to Rwanda if the plan to deport migrants is ruled unlawful by the courts. It's already been ruled lawful by British courts. It's just this European Court of Human Rights, which doesn't actually have any authority to be judging anybody in Britain. It's this court, this European Court of Human Rights, which is saying that it's unlawful. Ms. Truss said that the Rwanda scheme is the right policy and that it could be expanded to include other countries. Mr. Sunak made a similar pledge on Rwanda, saying that no option should be off the table to ensure that it succeeds. And I think it's a great plan. I'm sure you've already worked that out from the amount of times I have spoken about this and supported this. I think this Rwanda idea is fantastic, and they really need to start scaling it up. They need to get these illegal immigrants out there in Rwanda and enjoying life over there and setting up businesses, so that the positive effects of going out there can then be reported back to the people in the migrant camps in France and in Calais, so that they know that if they go out to Rwanda, they're going to get helped to set up businesses and they're going to have a good life. But until they actually start deporting people there and making good on their promises, people aren't going to hear that, are they? And they're just going to go along with these left-wing charities that are trying to stop Britain from actually deporting these people. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion. Talk Radio for the nationalist community.